If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Star Wars 7x7 bonus episode from Star Wars Celebration Europe. There have already been a ton of reveals so far, and today on this bonus episode, we're going to focus on one particular aspect of it, the movie situation, because that's been a mystery for quite a while at this point. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the rumors are true. Not one, not two, but three different Star Wars movies were announced at Star Wars Celebration. The date for each of those movies was not announced. I suppose we shouldn't necessarily expect that, but we'll do a little bit of speculating about that later on in the episode. One of the movies we actually already knew about, that's the one slated to be directed by Charmaine Obaid Shenoy, which would make her the first female director of a Star Wars movie. That's very exciting. What we didn't know is what the deal was with that movie. So we found out at Celebration today that it would take place 15 years after the events of The Rise of Skywalker, and Daisy Ridley has signed on to return as Rey. She will be the Jedi Master of a new Jedi Academy, and the movie will talk about that and also about the forces that rise up to try to tear it down. And you may recall a while back that Daisy Ridley had posted something on her Instagram. I believe that's what the situation was, but basically it got out that she was at Lucasfilm a few months ago. Maybe this was even like, you know, toward the end of last year. And so there was a lot of excitement and drama around that. What does that mean? Well, you know, it may have meant nothing, but it may also have meant that she was there visiting to talk about the potential idea for this movie. Then there's the second movie that was announced. Well, actually, Charmaine Obaid Shenoy was the third announced. Dave Filoni was the second announced. Dave Filoni is going to be directing his first feature film, and it is going to be a story that ties up all of the events of the Mandoverse, all the TV series that are on Disney Plus. So that's one that we kind of knew about also from back at the Disney Investor Day in December of 2020, when Kathleen Kennedy said that the various series would lead up to one climactic event. We didn't necessarily know what that event was. It turns out it's going to be a movie, and it's going to be directed by Dave Filoni. And they also said that it would have to do with the Imperial Remnant and the New Republic fighting it. So we've seen a little bit about the Imperial Remnant, or at least Moff Gideon's Imperial Remnant. So I guess we're going to find out more about that in subsequent times. But yeah, that's eventually what we are leading up to, presumably. Thrawn has something to do with this as well. And then the last movie that they announced, which was entirely off of anyone's roster, has to do with James Mangold. So he, at some point, was possibly going to work on an Obi-Wan Kenobi situation before, you know, things morphed and whatnot. But instead, after working on Indiana Jones, he is going to start writing a Dawn of the Jedi biblical epic type of story. That's how he described it at Celebration. And it is going to be set 25,000 years before the events of the original trilogy, at the literal Dawn of the Jedi, where we're going to meet the first person to ever use and interact with the Force. And so there's been stuff about that in Star Wars storytelling already. So there was a mosaic in Luke's Jedi Temple on Octo that depicted what they refer to as the Prime Jedi, and that Prime Jedi mosaic, or a version of it, also was present in Starlight Beacon in the High Republic before bad things happened to Starlight Beacon. So that's who we're gonna meet in this movie, apparently. And I'm sure a lot of other folks too. So which one, now the big question becomes, which one of these is going to debut in 2025? It's really hard to say, and if I were going to handicap them, I feel like the answer is the Charmaine Obaid Shenoy movie, and I'll tell you why. First of all, James Mangold hasn't even started writing his movie. That's not necessarily something that would prevent it from being in 2025. As you might recall, it's basically a similar timetable, just minus 10 years for what The Force Awakens was. And The Force Awakens was finished being written in January of 2014. So as long as James Mangold can write his script by January 2024, in theory, they could still make a December 25th, 2025 premiere date. But yeah, what are the chances? Then you have Dave Filoni, who has been thinking about all of these different series and where they're going to lead for quite a while. We don't have any indication of whether he has written any part of this movie or whether he's even the writer of it. I imagine he is at least co-writing it. We know he's directing it, but we don't know if he's also involved in the writing process. I would have to imagine he would be, though. But from a timing perspective, you know, we don't know when Mando season 4 is, and he doesn't necessarily think that it would be considered a finale for The Mandalorian. So, you know, The Mandalorian could continue on after whatever happens in this movie. We have the Ahsoka series happening, and beyond that, we don't know anything else about what's going on. So, yeah, that one is just so in flux, it's hard to tell where it's going to land. Meanwhile, there had been apparently a lot of script work done and a writer's room that apparently broke the story on the Charmaine Obaid Shenoy story. And then the writers who had been involved with that and Damon Lindelof, who was also developing, also departed the project too. So maybe they are now in search of another writer. I don't know, but they have Charmaine attached to it. So yeah, that one feels like it's the closest one right now, but there's really no way of telling for sure. And meanwhile, we also have to address the other elephants in the room, namely the Patty Jenkins movie, the Taika Waititi movie, and the Kevin Feige movie. And Sean Levy of Stranger Things was also supposedly considering a Star Wars movie in development as well. Kevin Feige's movie is backburnered to the best of our knowledge, and he had picked Michael Waldron to write it, but Michael Waldron is busy on various Avengers stuff and probably will be tied up for quite a while. Patty Jenkins' movie is still in some form of development, as she has said, but apparently also comparatively backburnered, it seems like. Taika was in the middle of writing his script for his movie, but then we haven't heard anything about it since, and hopefully he's done with it by now, maybe? But he obviously wasn't part of this announcement, so that does seem to suggest that his movie has moved further out into the timeline as well. So that's what I've got for you on the movie front, what we found out about Lucasfilm's plans for Star Wars movies in the future. However, there's still a lot to learn, and Kathleen Kennedy did say that we would be learning a lot more in the next several months. So keep looking out for announcements, and of course we will keep covering them here on Star Wars 7x7. But for now, that is going to do it for this big headline bonus episode of the podcast, and it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.